This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The federal government's limits on evictions are set to end next month, and then CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on what that could mean for Colorado.
The CDC's moratorium that has protected some renters from eviction is set to expire at the end of July, and officials say they won't extend it. What that means for Colorado depends on Governor Jared Polis. Polis has ordered landlords to offer a longer repayment period before evicting tenants, but it's unclear if he'll extend that order. Polis also signed new, permanent eviction protections into law on Friday. That will give renters a lot more time to repay, but it won't take effect until October. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
I-70 through Glenwood Canyon finally reopened last night after it was closed for several hours due to a mudslide. The Colorado Department of Transportation says heavy rains fell on the burn scar from last year's Grizzly Creek fire, and that sent a debris flow up to 7 feet high over the interstate. No one was hurt. Flash flooding near burn scars from other fires remains slightly elevated today. Farm workers, including many immigrants, gain new labor rights thanks to a bill Governor Polis signed into law Friday. It changes exemptions the agriculture industry has long been granted. Now workers will be paid at least the state minimum of $12.32 an hour. The law also allows workers to join unions and requires meal breaks and overtime pay. The bill was met with opposition by farmers and ranch owners. This is CPR News.